In the days before roads crisscrossed the nation, rivers served as one of the best ways to get from one point to the other. And when a river wasn't available, some locations made their own waterway to spur growth. The story of one such place is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
In the 1830s, the state of Indiana began to improve their infrastructure with roads, bridges, and canals. One ambitious project in that latter category was the Whitewater Canal.
The canal was to help build commerce. You were going from the Ohio River back up to east central Indiana. Eventually, they hoped to interconnect everywhere with the canal system itself.
Today, Jay Dishman helps oversee the historic canal that remains from nearly two centuries ago. The canal connected Cambridge City, which was on the National Road, to Lawrenceburg on the Ohio River.
You were moving people, but you were trying to get commerce to go all the way through. The products here, mainly at the beginning, was lumber and stone. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's crops and stuff like that. No, not yet. I mean, that was a little bit early.
The entire length of the canal was fully operational in the early 1850s, but by the end of that same decade, it was already on its demise.
The railroad was starting to take really a lot of the transportation of goods because they could just keep putting more cars on. Canal boat by the bygone era would hold anywhere from, you know, around 20 tons, more or less. Rail car, they could just keep putting one on and one on, one on.
The railroad used steam power. The canal boats used animal power, pulling the boats from a towpath.
The cheap part of it was you only used two mules. You didn't have as much propulsion method. It did float all the way through on that, but you had various places on the canal that you had to drop off stuff.
The canal is still used today in a way, so to speak, and there's more to the story next time as we travel the countryside in Metamora, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.